Dear Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, hey, Brendan. Oh, hey, Brendan, what's up? I'm just thinking about ball. Oh, like Ball Arena? That's right, Brendan, too. Ball, but not just Ball Arena. I mean, they're a company that does lots of things, and they've been practicing diversity and inclusion for years, while other major companies just talked about it as workplace idealism. Wait, what do you mean, Brendan 1? I'm glad you asked, Brendan 2. Their culture of belonging has been noticed by the Human Rights Campaign. They have a corporate equality index score of 100%. Objectively, your background, whatever that may be, it won't prevent you from succeeding there. Well, that's crazy, Brendan 1. So it's all about just your hard work and commitment? That's right, Brendan 2. Inspiring stuff, isn't it? You're free to be your authentic self. So you're telling me I can lead in my own space and become unstoppable? Yes, that's right, Brendan 2. Right now, they're looking for people who have technical and mechanical skills to help them manufacture aluminum cans and bottles, which they've been doing for a long time. An iconic brand. Well, wait a second. I want to work there. What should I do? Listen, Brendan, you text GOLDEN to 77222. You'll get linked to open positions. You can also go directly to jobs.paul.com and search for GOLDEN. That's jobs.paul.com and search for GOLDEN. Or simply text GOLDEN to 77222.
Hit me with the music, Kale. Friday vibes. Can you feel it? What is up, everybody? Welcome into another edition of the DMBA show, a Friday, casual Friday edition of the DMBA show, brought to you as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, next to Kale's face, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Go ahead and use that promo code DNVR when you sign up. They're going to throw you lots of no-brainers. We'll tell you about more of those later in the show, of course. For now, I'm going to introduce my panel, which should include a tiny bit of our super producer, Kale Sorbo, today, because it's a skeleton crew on this casual Friday. Kale, what's happening?
Not much. Just working from my grandma's house because our house floors are getting remodeled today. So we're having a blast.
Does your grandma want to come on the steps?
Assuredly not. Assuredly okay. Not.
Just figured I'd ask. And from somewhere there, he threw up a poster, or someone threw up a poster. There's a background today. Superstar Dev hanging out with us.
I'm in my office today. And Kale, don't you be too loud, because we don't want Grandma Ma to come into the room.
That's right.
And interrupt the show.
Or Dev's boss. Either one. We're really trying to get through this. How we doing, fellas? Dev, I know you're at an actual office, so that's a thumbs down on what I'm about to ask you. But Friday vibes, are you feeling them? You feeling loose?
Absolutely. Every Friday. Friday is just such a good day. It doesn't even matter if I'm having a bad day. I'm like, the weekend's coming. I'll get to that work back on Monday. So I love Fridays. Plus, I'm on with you guys.
That's right, baby. That's right. It's my favorite way to go into the weekend, Kel.
Friday vibes are immaculate right now. Regardless, I've got a rare work from home day. This never happens to me. So I'm living my best life.
How about a impromptu one round only day of the week fantasy draft, snake draft? Dev, you go first.
Friday. Saturday. Actually, I'm going to start with Saturday. I'll go first.
My next, does that make me next?
Yeah.
I will go with Friday.
I'm taking Sundays. They're underrated. I'm taking back Sundays. I love them, especially because it's football season. By the way, while we're on the topic, this weekend, this Sunday, every weekend now at the DNVR bar going forward in football season, make sure you're with us hanging out. It's the place to be all weekend. It's your HQ for sure. Fellas, let's get into it. We've got some stuff to talk about today, like the final update on ESPN's NBA rank. Of course, it's the preseason player power ranking season here as we approach the NBA season. Kale, let's pull it up if you have it. ESPN, of course, we already knew this part, guys. They had Nikola Jokic coming in at 6. We got the rest of the list today, though. And you're going to see here, Jokic is at 6. They're going to put Steph Curry at 5, Luka Doncic at 4, LeBron James at 3, Giannis at 2, and Kevin Durant at 1. Kel, you can just bring us to the Jokic section when you get it. Dev, I'll just ask you, 6 for Jokic, just right off the bat, initial reactions. What do you got for me?
My first thing is, Jokic is the top center in the league, baby. I think that that's a positive.
I like that you're starting there. Yeah.
That was the big thing for me. I'm like, hey, who's the top center in the league? I go down the list. I see Jokic first. I'm like, yeah, that's big time. That's big time. I know that there's some people that's upset about being not in the top 5 and being an MVP. I mean, you could feel whatever you feel about it, but I wanted that one number one center. That's what I was going for, and I'm glad that he got it.
Dude, that's a great opening point, because I think layer one of things people would have flipped out about, and maybe the first thing we look at with this stuff from the Nuggets perspective, is where does he stack up with Embiid and Anthony Davis? And of course, we've gone through the scales, right, of Jokic versus Porzingis, Jokic versus KAT, Cat, I don't know why I just spelled it out, Jokic versus Embiid and NAD. And I do think that after that MVP season, obviously there will be people, particularly in LA and Philly, who push back, but it looks like there's a consensus opinion that Jokic is the best big in the league, or at least someone has to take that title from him. Kale, what do you think about Jokic 6 here?
So I was just asking you this before the show, and you said save it for the show. So this is me saving it for the show.
There we go.
Do I have a right as a Nuggets fan to get mad at 6? Like, I used to get genuinely angry when he was out of the top 25 and stuff like that. But, like, 6, do I really have a right to be angry with? I mean, the only guy on the list I kind of disagree with is Luka, who at this point is more style than substance in carrying his team through the playoffs, versus we saw Jokic, you know, move past the first round against a really talented team without his second best player this year.
It's a great question, Kale, and I think it's one that's actually probably better suited for pure fandom than some of the hats that we try to wear here at DNVR at times. So with that said, let's bring in our first guest of the day, Discord legend Darwin. Darwin, what's cracking, brother? It's been a long time. Oh, you got to unmute yourself.
Yeah, that's what I get for muting myself. Yeah, it's been a minute. I think the last time I was on here, shotgunning beer.
Oh, gosh. When Henry got his all over the ceiling. That's what we should have done.
That was an all-time episode. I'm glad you experienced that with us, Darwin.
Oh, man, me too. That was glorious. Me too. I just saw some chatter in the lounge that morning about, like, shotgunning beers. It's like, oh, I got some key lights in the back room. Just go grab a couple of them.
You'd rather shotgun a key light than just sip on it anyway. So might as well join in.
Yeah.
All right, Darwin. Well, I'm going to put the same question to you that Kale just asked me. I think it's a good way to frame it. Do Nuggets fans, does he have a right to be upset with Jokic at 6? How do you view it?
So, yes, you have a right. But the cynical point of view is that these lists are, like, designed to get you upset at them.
That is true. And that's layer one every time we do this exercise. We know we're getting hashtag fake Matt online. All the same, I think it's fun. You know, we got a little bit before the real news and stuff starts trickling in. So I think it's fun to talk about it, particularly through the lens, Darwin, of how it's changed for Jokic and other Nuggets players through the years.
So I've like this pet list back in the day. It was like Jokic's, I guess, second year. It was like, so there's the all-time Reddit thread where it's like, anybody taking Jokic over Ja deserves to be placed in a mental institution or whatever, right?
Of course, right, yeah.
And then you can, like, add the player comparison, like, year over year, and it's coming true. Like, I thought, like, I was getting, like, further and further out on a limb, but, like, so it's like, Jokic over Ja, Jokic over KP deserves to be, blah, Jokic over Cat, Jokic over Embiid. And then I had Anthony Davis, and, like, now maybe that's becoming consensus that, like, AD is not on the same tier.
Right. Right. And we've always sort of been in Nuggets Nation 1 to 2 steps ahead of
this sort of general consensus, right? People, by the time the rest of the league was like, yeah, he might be better than Embiid, we were on to bigger fish, at least in our dialogue.
Yeah. Reigning MVP out of the top five is ridiculous.
That's the way you can frame it, where, I mean, getting upset at six, I think Cale Darwood might be a stretch, because to Dev's point, like, he is the top ranked center in the league. So maybe if anything, this tells you more about how these guys doing this rankings view the positions. But that said, MVP to be outside of the top five, there is one name in there that I think is a little premature and easier to argue for Jokic than the others. Dev, I bet you can guess what that name is.
Luka. It has to be Luka. But even with that, I think where my anger does not come from is, first off, he made like a pretty big jump. Like, he was in the top 10, which I think was respectful. He goes into the top 10, but the difference between Jokic and those guys in front of him is they're all considered superstars. So like, from the outside lens of who are the top guys, or who are the guys that you're going to try to build a franchise around, those are going to be the names that come up before him. So if you just look at, like, subjectively of who's coming up with these lists, they're going to go with the big name guys, and those are the big name guys around him. That's why I think I try to find some type of positivity on, he is the top center and he's over two other guys that are considered superstars as well. So in his own right, he's made that huge jump to being a real superstar. And he's right there with those guys. I'm pretty sure it was pretty close, but you have to put him there.
Darwin, do you think, though, that Jokic has earned what Dev just articulated? The big guys, the top guys, the superstars. We're seeing him tiered there now, right? That sort of second tier, maybe some people put him one. I do think the days of the blatant disrespect are over, but are we still underselling him, Darwin? I mean, at a certain point, to do what he's done with no all-star teammates, at least to date, I mean, how much easier can it be to build around a certain player?
So, I don't think it can be any easier. And I have this hot take, and like, got ridiculed in my workplace in Seattle in 2017. I said Jokic's ceiling was NBA Mount Rushmore. He probably won't hit that, but I can't remember who it was. Some offseason chatter was about whether at the end of the year, and it might have been even related to this list, whether by the end of the year people will see Jokic as above old LeBron James. And you're starting to enter that stratosphere.
When you say old, you mean current, right? Like, older in his age. I agree with that. I agree. I mean, there's the guy, like, to Dev's point, there's just the class of guys that both the dialed in and the more casual fans will bring up every single time. But Jokic is inching closer and closer to that group. And when I look at the way this ranking shakes out, it might just tell me they just don't think a modern center is as valuable, right, with the way the game is played, as some of these guards and wings.
I think you'd have to, like, go back and look at how Tim Duncan was ranked, because that's the comp. Like, he's probably, like, a top 10 all-time player. Or close.
Close. And, yeah, depending who you talk to. But yeah.
And like, how often was he top 10 in like the season rank, you know, preseason ranking? Like, probably not that free. Like, they were saying he was falling off at like as early as 2010. So I think Duncan's the comp. And like, if that's the comp, even in an era of big men, right? Like,
right.
Duncan was better than KG, was better, like, went toe-to-toe with Shaq, like, and he still couldn't get the respect he deserved. Jokic now, where it's been years of, oh, you don't need a center to win, like, right. Yeah, we start Bogut, but he's, like, our eighth best player or whatever, like, I just don't think, expecting that level of respect of, like, he's the top echelon in the league year in, year out, it's just not going to happen.
Right, right. It's not something we should probably hold our breath for. I do want to address a couple of comments. We were talking about the big man progression. This was a good one, too. I remember last year, maybe 2 years ago, we were starting to talk about this. Of course, it's an apples and oranges comparison, but that's the exercise we're engaged in here. But yeah, I mean, I think when I clicked on that ESPN link, you know, there's a lot of people arguing about a lot of different things. There was not a lot of, oh, Harden's got to be over Jokic. I just wonder if the sort of impact on winning dev, if people, whether they like Jokic or not, if they're just accepting like, man, this guy, you know, he is inevitable. It's getting harder and harder to deny.
Yeah, you have to. And even with the Harden argument, the numbers have always been there when it came to Harden, but he's also viewed as a superstar in the league where the whole team is centered around him. But he also just gets that type of respect from you know, media and just like the outside source. So jumping him is a very big deal. Even though he's with the contending team, and last year was a little bit different because he didn't play for the full year, but I think that he's also like just jumped him in the tier of this is what a superstar looks like. It's not going to only be numbers. Like you've seen with like Curry, for instance, this year, those other type of players. That's a huge deal. Jumping Harden and a few other guys. Like, I think that was the big positive to take away from this list is like, how good is Jokic?
Right. And if he follows that season up, what you could probably call a breakthrough season, just with regards to the national conversation, if he follows that up with a strong one, you know, again, I think people are going to have an even harder time making these arguments. Another comment here from Stony Neff, honestly, who cares what ESPN thinks? I agree. And that's why I want to know what we think, what Darwin thinks, what you think. So keep it coming in the comments, guys. We really appreciate it. And we'll wrap this segment up with a question. You know, all these factors we've talked about, the defense, people's maybe antiquated idea of what a center is supposed to look like, which I think in some ways is a symptom of everyone struggling to match up with Golden State, which I argue was an issue 1 through 5 anyway. But between the sort of positional bias, the market bias, Jokic's unwillingness to market himself and put himself out there, is he ever going to crack that top five, Darwin?
I mean, I don't think he cracks the top five until he wins his second title.
Second title. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Not even the first, huh? Because they got Luka in there already. He's got nothing.
Luka's the media darling, and sure. And you know, Texas is a big market, so he doesn't have the same constraints that Jokic does.
Sure.
Although Harden's a great, like, Harden might be low, especially Luka over Harden seems ridiculous on face to me. They're very similar players, and Harden's better at every aspect of that game because he's older, more experienced, you know, has had longer to work on that game.
It's an interesting point from Rayvon here. I wonder if that pressure starts to build on Luka, right? Eventually we turn on these guys that we crown so early.
When did people turn on Melo?
For the New York trade, right? I mean, it was pretty quick, and they were good up front in New York. I remember he got that MVP vote when LeBron almost went unanimous dev. But New York's one of those markets where if it takes you too long and you stumble a couple of times, they'll grow disenchanted real quick.
It wasn't until like Linsanity though, right? Like he got a few years in New York.
He did. He was a big deal there for a while, and the fans talked themselves into that team being formidable for sure. What's up, Dev?
Yeah, they also had broke the playoffs, and the Knicks hadn't gone for a long time, so they were right. They were pretty much on brand with them. But just to go back to your question of, will Jokic ever like crack that top five? Not on the ESPN list, just because of like what they find as the big qualities. You do have to be, you do have to be a big name star, and also in a market that like you can get that type of attention. I think with Luka, I think that's why the name that pops out the most is because he's a little bit different. But again, he is the darling. So he is who ESPN is always going to market around. And there's going to be another one after, you know, a while. The Nuggets aren't that until they win a championship. And back to Darwin's point, maybe the second championship, because then you already know there's going to be an excuse of why, you know, Jokic, you know, why the Nuggets won it, or why Jokic is still doing so well. And such and such was not, you know, they were hurt. You're going to come up with anything to just go away from that until he puts it up for a few more years. And just being in that, just because the Nuggets have been new as far as winning anyway, Right. That makes it like hard for them. They don't have a championship. Market's not really big. There hasn't been a superstar in so long. You know, Jokic is changing that narrative, but there's too many around it. So with this list in particular, he's not going to crack that top five for a while. I think that they'll just toggle.
The only thing is that we are sort of near that changing of the guard, I think, the passing of the torch in terms of generations. And you're going to start to see LeBron slide backwards here. Of course, it's happened so much later than is reasonable in his career. But eventually that's going to happen. I think Steph, I know he just had that insane year, but he's a smaller guard. It's tough to age that way. So eventually these guys drop out, right? I will say, though, like you look at those names, and I think Dev's really hit the nail on the head. Like Jokic is approaching slash in this territory now, where if you look at the other names ahead of them, they're champions, they're MVPs. Even if we might think Jokic is better in our hearts, a better floor raiser, like those guys have earned their spots. It's just the Luka one. And I think we're all kind of prepared for this, watching Luka and Jokic, a little different age groups, of course, but they're going to rise to dominance on some parallel tracks. And I think one is obviously going to get more shine than the other. And that's just the way it's going to be. Darwin, dude. Oh, go ahead. Can you talk to us?
I was just going to say to wrap up Dev's point, it might not ever happen on ESPN rankings, but I think he's sort of viewed as that guy throughout the league from a team building standpoint. When you look around the West is loading up on big defensive backup bigs because they know they need him to throw bodies at Jokic in the playoffs in a way that Portland and the Clippers and other teams have gotten absolutely destroyed. And so from the last couple seasons, and so these teams view Jokic is that guy, a guy that can single-handedly end their season. And if he has that respect from front offices, I just don't really care what ESPN thinks.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, it's like, you know, Melo was on that tier in 09 when the Lakers went and led Ariza go and then went and got our tests, right? And like, Kobe was on that tier for forever. It's like how Dante Jones had a job in a similar time frame. But it's a very few, it's a small list of players who generate those type of moves from other teams in their conference.
It's true. At the end of the day, I mean, I think Jokic is one of the top three floor raisers I've ever seen. Now, I haven't, again, not a basketball historian, you know, I only so old and I've only seen so much, but LeBron, Giannis, someone pointed out last time I brought this up, I think has to be viewed that way. And Jokic, where it's just, all right, maybe Jokic can't do what Durant did in that one series against Milwaukee. But could Durant do what Jokic has done, taking so far no all-stars to all these consecutive home court advantages? I think very, very few players in NBA history could. But hey, not everyone wants to talk about rankings all day. We'll keep it moving. We've got some scuttlebutt, some rumors to address on the other side of the break. Ooh. For now, Darwin, we're going to say thank you for joining us. Take it easy.
Thanks so much, y'all.
Enjoy your weekend, brother. Good to see you. All right, Kale, I'm ready this time. I'm ready. Let's do it. The first ad read is Solace Meds. It's the weekend, guys. If you're an adult, if you're of age, no parents, no rules. It's all right. Get a little litty. Get a little hazy. Head on over to Solace Meds, Denver's premier dispensary, Colorado's premier dispensary. Always hooking it up. They got four convenient Colorado locations, one in Fort Collins, one in Wheat Ridge. That is so hard to say. One off Broadway and one just blocks away from the DNVR bar on East Colfax. What's going on at Solace Meds? Con America gummies are 25% off. Strains tinctures are 20% off. Rockin' cartridges are 25% off. What's that? You want more? You want a code? DMVR20, baby. You're going to get 20% off your order every single time. You're also going to get a free King Cone or Solace bar on top of 20% off. And baby, you can stack those up on the monthly deals too. I mean, there's no excuse. If you're looking to do a little cannabis shopping, get it done with our friends at Solace Meds. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything as people that use cell phones, there's always a catch. So when we first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, we thought, what's the catch? But after speaking with them, we're starting to get the sense there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out the retail stores, there's just no crazy extra fees or third parties. So check out Mint Mobile right now for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with your existing contacts. If you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile, get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. But why are we giving you this read? Because if you go to mintmobile.com/DNVR, that's mintmobile.com/DNVR, we'll hook you up. You can cut that wireless bill to $15 a month. Check them out. By the way, before we get out of this read, one more reminder. If you're looking for plans this weekend, you can't beat yourself, buddy. You got to get yourself over to the DNVR bar. College football all day on Saturday, NFL all day on Sunday. More than that, though, on Sunday, if you're there by 10 a.m., obviously we're going to have the tailgate show popping off. But then we're going to be pre-gaming our official tailgate at the bar, getting on a party bus, and heading to the tailgate. You do not want to miss out on this. Head to thednvr.com. Check out the events tab. You'll see our calendar. RSVP for this. Get a seat. I believe the bus is sold out, isn't it, Kale? The bus might be sold out, but there's still room at the official tailgate. So make sure you grab your spot. We want to see you there. I'll be ripping up some fan vote action, chopping it up, laughing it up with you guys. We'll see you this weekend. And we're back here on the DNBA show. The America's top-rated Denver Nuggets-based daily internet live show, I think. All right, guys, a lot of rumors flying around yesterday. You may have seen a Ben Simmons rumor for more than one reason. So, Kale, let's pull up. I gave you this tweet number one from Sam Amico, also known as Amico Hoops. So you're going to see a couple of tweets here. Sixers have had, quote, multiple conversations on Ben Simmons filling around NBAs. He will be moved within the next week. You see this follow-up tweet right here. Some suspect the Nuggets will be a sleeper here. So there are a lot of questions about this particular report. Questions, concerns that were compounded by, Kale, you can go ahead to tweet three now. Another tweet from a different blue checkmark, this one who's not in the world of basketball. This is a real off-the-cuff update here. And it is up. Dan Clark Sports says, a friend of mine who went to school with Ben Simmons here in Melbourne and still remains very close to him believes he is heading to the Nuggets with the trade set to be finalized next week. I don't follow the NBA, but make of that what you will.
Is this the same guy that got dragged on Twitter for charging $150 for podcast appearances last week?
It may have been. I don't know.
I didn't know.
Whoa. Friend of Miroslav. What's up, brother?
Dobro veče.
What's cracking? I'm going to finish this little update here, Miro, and then we'll talk to you for a little bit. So a lot of questions about this. Deb, I feel like we should address this a couple layers at a time. First and foremost, guys, the NBA newsbreakers, you know who they are. There are exceptions every now and then, but when things are real, the established power brokers and the big time agents in the information warfare, those are the guys who are going to let you know. Obviously, we're talking Shams, Woj, the Stein line. So right off the bat, Dev, I think it's fair to say people don't have to put a lot of stock into these reports.
Yeah, and you just spoke on it. With players of this magnitude that it would have to go through with any trade that could happen with the Nuggets is going to have to be with a star player. Also, Ben Simmons, with as much movement and as much conversation is going around, what's he going to do next? It would be from a big name person that, you know, and that's not to, like, you know, put disrespect on their name or anything like that, but it would be someone that is more in the know or someone that is more connected to these type of guys that are putting it out there. So I would not take this into too much consideration. I do think that maybe there was questions asked around it, as there has been for a very long time, but the Nuggets have who they have, right, and it's going to be pretty much impossible to get it, like, to change that around, unless you're saying that you're going to trade Jamal Murray. That's what you would have to do, and I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, that's it. We'll get to your reaction here in a second, Miroslav. Yeah, they would have to trade one of Jamal Murray or Nikola Jokic to make this money work. I know I've seen some Aaron Gray trades out there. I'm pretty sure they can't even do that after just extending him. So what you're looking at is Denver all of a sudden saying, we want to move away, not just from the team we've put together, the one of the two core pieces. So those are two layers right there that tell you pretty much all you need to know. That this almost certainly isn't happening. I'd like to tell you certainly. I'll go with almost. Miroslav, man, did you see these rumors? Did they concern you? Where are you at on Ben Simmons in general as well?
I'm really high on Ben Simmons. I think he would be an excellent upgrade over Aaron Gordon. Let's not kid ourselves. But okay, the thing is, it's completely impossible to trade Aaron Gordon at this point. So what's there to talk about? You already said the main thing. The only two guys that could make the money work right now are Nikola and Jamal. And let's say I would be mildly shocked if either of those guys would be in any kind of trade availability. So no, there is no way to make any kind of trades directly to Denver. Although I would say there is still a possibility maybe for Denver to be included in that kind of trade as a third team or as a fourth team for God knows what. But Ben Simmons, no. After this last extension we had with Aaron Gordon, that's about it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And maybe that is part of what Sam Amico is hearing. You know what I mean? That they're involved in this trade one way or another. But to be involved in the foundation of the trade, I would be very, very surprised. Kale, I'm going to go to you on this one. We, you know, the Ben Simmons thing was kind of a hot topic for a year or two in Denver, not because he was rumored to come here, but just because the fit was tantalizing to so many. With the team as currently assembled, do you even have any desire to see Ben Simmons in Denver? And Miroslav thinks that it's a clear upgrade. Just where are you at on that notion?
I don't think he fits with this team contract-wise as currently constructed now, unless you can pull a crazy sign-in trade-off for MPJ as part of that max extension. It would just have to move too much. The fit's tantalizing, though. I was really high on the fit for a really long time, especially defensively next to Jokic and Jamal. But that would involve moving Jamal to the two. And with the way this team's built right now and the money they just gave to Aaron Gordon, it just doesn't make any sense.
Agreed. And the other angle on this, Dev, that I always thought about was just you look at how things are going around the league, Ben Simmons, the Minnesota stuff, just organizational alignment, culture, guys being on the same page. I think that stuff really matters. It's been a secret ingredient, maybe not secret, important ingredient in Denver's success. Don't you feel like a trade like that almost in some ways create, maybe not on the court itself, but with regards to culture, I feel like maybe creates more questions than it answers at this point.
Well, if you just look at it, if it has to be Jokic and Jamal Murray, we already know who the answer would be on that. But I think that breaks trust. That breaks a lot of things that you actually have, because you're giving up on Jamal after, you know, giving the organization so much and then being injured in the process. And then you're getting rid of him in the middle of that process from a guy that basically is, you know, kind of quit on his team. And they've also given up on him. So you bring him in and you have to kind of start from scratch. But you also, while you answer, yes, defense, you still have so many other questions that you're trying to answer. And he has so many setbacks to his game. And also, not to say that, because there is not many, you know, negative, you know, characteristic flaws to him right now, but what is the answer? What are you saying? Like, we're going to bring in Ben Simmons after he's pretty much just stopped with his organization and just we're going to start over and see how that goes. I just don't see that being a fit.
Make the question more general now, guys. I mean, I think we've done a good job of dispelling this. To be clear, we don't think you need to lose any sleep over these tweets. But how about just the idea of a trade in general? No matter how good the Nuggets have been for the last handful of seasons, the incompleteness of the roster, that they're just missing a piece, at least prior to that Aaron Gordon trade, always a hot topic. Miroslav, Dev referred to them as having the team they want in place. Do you feel that way as a fan? I mean, top to bottom, do you feel like there need to be fundamental changes, or do you like where they're at?
No, I'm absolutely happy with where they are at right this moment. Of course, we have to wait for Jamal to return in order for the team to be at its full strength. If you look at the ESPN's list or the Sports Illustrated list, we would have like how many? Five guys in top 100?
All five starters would be top 100. All five. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, you have Will Barton as 90-something. That means he's at least the worst third guy in the league, and you know he's not the third guy; he's a fourth or a fifth guy. So it's a really, really competitive team, really good team. I'm really excited about this season. I think we will be having some really joyful conversations about the team, even in the first half of the season, because some unsung heroes will emerge. I really am excited what we will see from Monte Morris as a full-time starter, or what we will get with Aaron Gordon with maybe a bit more responsibility in the offense. We know he's good on defense. So this is actually, as bad as it is to lose your second guy, it's always, you know, a chance for somebody else to show their promise. And at the end, when Jamal returns, I think the team will actually be better for it. At least one thing we know, Jamal is resting in this period. He, of course, he's doing his routines, his recovery regime, but he's not able to, you know, just slam against other guys every day in and out. And he will get his body right, I'm sure of it. And that's when really exciting.
All right, never mind. Well, just skip me. Ignore me. I forgot what I was going to say. Dev, what's up? You look like you want to say something. Dev, nope, just throw you under the bus.
Yeah, but no. I piggyback off of what he says. Jamal Murray, like, no one, you know, wants like that to happen, but also it does make people step up. You are going to see maybe Aaron Gordon get more comfortable with the team, and he's going to be asked to do a lot more. You'll be able to see like guys like Faku and Monte also elevate their game. And, you know, that was going to be hard having to be a bench player behind another player. You also get to see Michael Porter Jr. step into a situation where he's now the top two guy that they've been wanting him to do. So while no one is, you know, excited about any player getting hurt, especially one of their best players, there is going to be some things that the Nuggets have been wanting, and guys are going to be able to step up and get more comfortable. Also, their best player is going to have the entire offense run through him. You see right. The success that they've already had with that and what they will have moving forward. Now you implement Jamal, who everyone has already talked about the sacrifices that he's made to make sure that the team is happy and everyone else around him is happy. Now he steps into a situation where it's not as much pressure to get back to himself, but it's more so like, how do we get you back aligned and playing good basketball? So I agree with Miroslav.
I also just feel like, and I know it was a small sample size and we've said this so many times, but during the eight games where all five of those guys were playing together, they had one of the highest net ratings in NBA history. Like, this team owes themselves the opportunity to at least see what real type of run these five guys can make together when they're all healthy, because the only small returns we got looked elite.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Miroslav, we're going to let you go, hit a break, do the steps. Before I let you, in a short answer, how do you feel about Jokic at six?
It's something I could have expected from the haters. So I have him personally at three. Yeah. So they won't change my mind, and they won't change your mind, and they won't change Andy Bailey's mind and all the other guys that are actually watching him night in, night out. So it's good for them. And I agree with Darwin, his take about his second title that will propel him finally to the top five. That's really a correct take.
I like how we've moved past saying if he gets that second title. We're all just going with when. I love it. Miroslav, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Ciao.
Take it easy, brother. All right, guys, one more break on the other side. The steps, I'm going to try this again. Tried my hardest to make it easier for the homie BH who's going to join us. But first, before we do, it's time to talk to you guys about DraftKings, America's top-rated sports book. We told you at the beginning of the show that they've got some deals for first-time users, for new members, using code DNVR. Let's tell you about it. It's been a great start to the NFL season. It's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers another can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week. They're going to give you $150 in free bets instantly. You don't have to win your bet. You just have to place your bet. You can place whatever bet you want to place. You're going to win some money, though. Remember, this football season, all customers can swing big with DraftKings same game parlays. They allow you to combine multiple bets for a bigger payout. This week, place a same game parlay on any NFL game. You'll be credited up to $25 if your bet loses. So that's an insured bet. Let it rip. DraftKings is safe, reliable, secure. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want to. That's kind of the idea when you're hanging out with a sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DMVR to receive $150 in free bets instantly. Must be at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must also be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem. Oh, no. My computer froze, and I don't remember the number. Oh, my God.
1-800-522-4700.
Oh, thank you, Gil, because we can't move on until that. I got the rainbow of death. Okay, but I can move on to the next read. I'm talking about Hassel Cattle Company. It's time to make beef business your business with the best in the beef business. You can get in on that delicious Hassel Wagyu goodness. Step one, come to the DNVR bar. Step two, order a burger. Step three, enjoy the blue-collar beef because that's what we're serving up. Fresh out of the hottest kitchens in town. If you want to get some at your house, you can go to hasslecattlecompany.com and use code DNVR20. Is it DNVR20? It's DNVR20 to get 20% off your beef order. I know what you're thinking. I've already done that because you tell me about this every day. Well, then you should know. You can do it again. That code works every single time at Hassel Cattle Company. Make sure you check out that blue collar beef. That delicious, delicious goodness. Is my computer still frozen? It is. I believe our last partner today, I'm literally going to guess, it's Strava Craft Coffee, the delicious CBD infused coffee that'll leave you honking like a goose. How do you get it? Well, let's do this again. Step one, come to the DNVR bar. Step two, ask for our iced Strava Craft Coffee because we have it on tap. Step three, start sounding like a goose with all your friends. You can use code DNVR25. That's going to save 25% on your first purchase of Strava Craft Coffee when you go to StravaCraftCoffee.com. But if you want to be a real pro, a real veteran, sign up for their subscription service. Use that same code. You're going to get 20% off every single shipment. You choose what flavor, what dosage, when it comes to you, as long as it's an even week, every 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks. Strava Craft Coffee, leave you hugging like a goose. Check it out, baby. We did it. We did it. All right, guys. Well, we're on the other side of the break. We're in the final segment of this Casual Friday. So longtime enjoyers of the show know what's coming next. It is time to climb the steps. Let's bring in this week's guest, this week's participant, going by the moniker BH, Discord homie. Let's bring him in, Kel.
I had to get the music.
That's all right. It's all right, man. We'll do it live. There he is. What's up, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
No complaints, man. Where are you joining us from today?
Right here in Aurora.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Are you a Colorado native?
No, I lived here when I was a kid, moved to California for like 20 years, then came back somewhat recently.
So glad you let you back in. Yeah.
Glad you made your way back.
Thank you. Not many.
Are you allowed to say that? Are you allowed to use the native bumper sticker or no?
Native bumper sticker. No.
I don't think I can claim that. No,
don't think I can claim
that. All right. Hey, Kaylee, maybe I don't know if you can do this for him, but the echo cancellation might need to be.
Yeah, I think it was actually on Dev, so I got him. Yeah.
And Dev, you prematurely tweeted out that we haven't messed up yet, dude. You gotta wait. You gotta wait because you never know. Oh, we're doing okay. Well, we're doing well. Let's move on to the steps, guys. I think I've learned my lesson. I think I've made these questions much easier. BH, are you ready, brother?
I am ready.
Question number one. Who is the highest ranked Denver Nugget on ESPN's NBA rank?
That would be Nikola Jokic.
That is right. I am so sorry to the last 2 weeks of contestants, because that is not fair. Not even a little bit fair. Okay, we are on to question two. And that is, Chris Marlowe typically runs play-by-play alongside which former NBA player in the altitude booth?
Scott Hastings.
Scotty Hastings. That's right. Easy, easy. We are moving on to question number three. Question number three. It's as easy as I could make it. Which Nugget has a basketball stadium named after him in South America?
Faku.
That's right, baby. The South American on the team. Put it on the board. Question number four. I don't know if this one's easy or hard. This is one you either do or you don't. No, to be honest. Where did Jeff Green play his college ball?
That is one that I don't know.
I'll give you one hint.
Okay.
He was a Big East freshman of the year.
Was it Georgetown?
That's right. Oh, you got it. I'm stoked. That's a good hint. I'm fired up. Oh man. For the first time in a month, someone has it. No, just kidding. Last week we were on a roll. Let's go to the sticker question. I'm gonna try to trip you up here. Which player on the Nuggets roster logged a DNP in the Olympic basketball final?
That'd be Peter Cornelly.
Boom! He's on it. He's on it. There we go. At least a sticker pack coming your way. But we're only 45 minutes into the show, brother. So I know what I want you to do. But what do you want to do? Do you want to keep the stickers or do you want to keep it moving?
Oh, we're keeping going.
Let's keep it going, baby. Question number six. Okay, he's not – well, which member of the DNVR Nuggets crew drives an electric scooter?
That would be Eric.
That's right. I feel like you can guess that one even if you don't know. That's why I like that question. All right, he's on a roll. This is where we lost our last contestant. I don't think we answered it on the air, so I left it in there. Question number seven. Which Nugget – was most recently married as seen on Instagram?
Jermichael Green.
Boom. Line him up. Knock him down. I got to make these questions harder next week. Okay. We are on to question number eight. Which former college legend was set to join the Nuggets for their second summer league stint this year, but the deal fell through?
Jimmer Fredette.
Burr, 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 burr. We are on to question nine, which is bizarrely easy for question nine. What state is PJ Dozier from?
South Carolina.
I suck at this. We are on to question 10. That's incredible. Okay, what is question 10? Is it a shirt? Is the shirt on the line?
There is a shirt. There is a free shirt from the DNVR locker.
Gets it wrong, the stickers are off the table. Sweet baby Ray is so bitter. He's so mad at me. Okay, question number 10. Oh, I lost it, and we're back. Which team did the newest Nugget, Jeff Green, play for before the Brooklyn Nets? Past the hint phase. Question number 10. Or the shirt. You got to get this one on your own.
A blind guess here. Was he one of those in OKC?
He's out of here. Get him out of here, Kill. Get him out. Get him out. It was a great run. He was a Houston Rocket. I had to look that one up, Dev. Would you have known that off the top of your head?
No, absolutely not.
Kel, what did you think of the progression of questions? Did I go from too hard to too easy?
It was a little guardrail to guardrail, but there were a couple hard ones thrown in there. Didn't necessarily go easiest to most difficult, but there were a couple 5 through 10 questions that were in there, so it was okay.
I love that you gave him a chance. He's like, this is cake. There's no way. Oh, yeah. So I love the build up because then it's like, okay.
Right. Like, you want. Georgetown was a bit hard early, but he knew it.
Ray, I'm sorry that we put you through it.
No, because Ray lost early, but on top of that, he don't know what was coming after that. So he could have got that one or two, but it was going to get harder. Way. It was going to get harder.
I've done a lot of reflection, and I think those guys should have known what his nickname was. Too easy. All right. Listen, guys, how about this? Superstar Dev and Brendan, the fan vote, getting through a full show together with almost no hiccups. Look at us. So proud of us. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this casual Friday. Comment section was lit today. Viewership was great. We love you. We appreciate you. We hope you sent you off into the weekend on a good note. If you're looking for more good notes, we'll see you at the DNVR bar all weekend. It's football season, baby. Let's have some fun. Take care of yourselves. Hey, I just brushed my teeth. They're feeling clean, feeling like I took care of them. It's a nice feeling, but you can't do that just on your own. You got to make sure you're getting your dental cleanings, your regular cleanings, x-rays, exams in there. There are professionals out there dedicating their lives, their careers, to making sure your smile feels right, looks right, and that you're all healthy. So check out our friends at Green Mountain Dental Group. They're the best damn family-owned dentist in the metro, and you should know by now if you're familiar with the program. When you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam at Green Mountain Dental Group, you receive a free Sonicare toothbrush out the door. It's a great value. It's a great way to take care of your teeth. It's a double whammy. They're going to come clean your teeth. They're going to come give you a tool that makes it easier to clean your teeth at home. Don't neglect dental hygiene. Don't neglect your smile. Get it right with our friends at Green Mountain Dental Group.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.